floridly crazy person and someone who's not floridly crazy, but hey, some people just have a hard time making their mind up. Despite a little bit of a mix-up, the good people at KDVS have slated us for the fall quarter. We're grateful. And our thanks yet again to Guy for helping facilitate matters to, well, just keep the gears oiled. This program was produced by Edward McMillan. You've been listening to Radio Parallax. I'm your faithful host, Douglas Everett, and we'll talk to you again next week.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live
there. It's the last dog in Springfield to be eaten by a Haitian. You can see them at the corner lined up in anticipation. Hide your pets or you'll regret. You'll have regrets. 'Cause I heard it from old Donnie mentioned at his big debate. He got fact-checked, but he countered it had been on television. Ain't that great? Oh, ain't that great? You can't negate such a presidential way to substantiate.
What a great outro song. So, I think I have some music playing in the background. Not 100% sure right now. Oh, wait, yep, there we go. Gotta press the right button. Yes. There we go. We've got the Nuthatch playing in the background. Song by Tumble, a jazz band out of the Nevada County area. And usually this is my talkover track. Every once in a while I do change it up a little bit. It is 0900 Wednesday morning. Thank you for your tuning into KDVS this morning. In terms to Radio Parallax, Douglas has or is in the process of changing his hosting site for radioparallax.com. So currently it is not up. Hopefully it will be up within the next 24 hours. And Edward, thank you for emailing me the files. Appreciate that, so we can keep the show broadcasting into the future here at KDVS Davis. Up next is Saxine for this week, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento indie scene, a show where for the next 30 minutes I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where we can see them, or where they can be seen. How's that? Where they can be seen. My name is Muse, and I am your host. And before we get to our music selection today, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, let me start off with... Oops, I guess I need to switch programs as well. Here we go. Get that over there. Bring that over there. Okay. So, we've got some new music that is out. Actually, every song that you will be hearing during this show is a current. May not be in the stacks here at KDVS, but they soon will be. But thank you to these artists who have shared their music with me to put together this show today. I'm going to open up with something from Sarah Beth, a local Sacramentoan, if that is a word. I'm sure I would get Sean Peters to correct me on that. But what I'd like to say is Sarah Beth had been part of, what was that? Oh, American Idol. She was featured on season 21. And she's having a homecoming show that is coming up in October. And it's going to be at Cafe Paso. And if you're not familiar with Cafe Paso, as I was not, it's part of the Sacramento Youth Center. And we'll get to a little bit more of that after we get to hear from Sarah Beth and a couple or at least one other individual who will be supporting them on their show coming up. So let's get that going for you.
about it, baby. 'Cause I'm not really in the mood for communicating. Quick, shut me up and let's kiss about it, baby. Put your arms around me, let's forget why we were angry. Maybe we should just kiss about it, baby. I swear we fight like every other night. Half the time, by the time we're done, I don't know why. Right now, I don't care who's wrong or right. So maybe tonight we should kiss about it, baby.
Maybe we should kiss about it.
'Cause I'm not really in the mood for communicating.
Let's just kiss about it. Kiss about it, baby. Maybe we should kiss about it.
'Cause I'm not really in the mood for communicating.
Let's just kiss about it.
Quick, shut me up and let's kiss
maybe
about it, baby.
Kiss about
put
it.
Your arms around me, drive me a different kind
let's
of crazy.
Just kiss about
maybe
it.
We should just kiss about it, baby.
Maybe we should kiss about it.
No, I ain't really in the mood for communicating.
Let's just kiss about
go
it.
Just kiss about it, baby.
Maybe we should kiss about
maybe
it.
Maybe we should just kiss about it, baby.
Let's just kiss about it.
Kind of like the way you walk by me. Kind of like the way you smile at me. Kind of like the way you like me. Kind of like not really knowing. And this is wrong, do you even care? Honey, honey, oh, I just want you near. 'Cause I know that you got a man, and I shouldn't, but yeah. But you keep coming for me. Stop it, 'cause you got a man, no, I'm weak like that. You're holding me like that, telling me it's fine, you're done. Darling, I think I should run. And this is wrong, do you even care? Honey, honey, oh, I just want you near. 'Cause I know that you got a man, and I shouldn't.
If I press the right buttons at the appropriate time, or should I say the appropriate buttons at the appropriate time. All right, what we just heard there is from Mateo Briscoe, their single Stop It. And we started off the set with a song by Sarah Beth, Let's Kiss About It. And what I'd like to share about this is that Mateo and another individual by the name of Emily Brimlow, who, Emily, is a Canadian-born, now LA-based musician, will be supporting Sarah Beth in a homecoming show, which will happen on October 11th over at the Cafe Paso, which I had mentioned earlier in the show, is in the Sacramento Youth Center. Doors open at 6. The show is at 7 o'clock. Cafe Paso is located at 1901 Del Paso Boulevard, Suite C in Sacramento. And I did not know that Sarah Beth was featured on American Idol Season 21, which I'd also mentioned earlier. And it's amazing to me that I've gotten to meet several other people who have been on American Idol different seasons and have done well and are from our local Sacramento area. And hopefully I will be able to feature them on future shows down the road, if not also having them here in the studio with me, maybe on the Earworm's Garden, if that can work out. If you would like more information about this homecoming show of Sarah Beth's with Mateo Briscoe and, Emily Brimlow, more information could be found at ticketbud.com/events/all?page=27. Yeah, it's a lot there to write down or to know about. But I do have links back on themusesyndicate.com if you choose to go there. If you would like to follow up on any of this, go to today's show, which is Sax Scene for 9:18. And I have links back to all of this to help you along if you choose and would like to go check this out on October 11th. Let's get back into some more music that have recently come to my ears. Again, these are all new releases from them.
We'll be right back.
right, I'll slide back in here, catch us up with what we have been listening to. That, what we just heard, is from the band Goats, and that song is called Pretty Baby. Goats is a term that's thrown around quite often, I hear. Greatest of all time. And I've been seeing this name on a number of the marquees around town, and the band of Goats are a band out of Newcastle. And as I said, I've seen the name around town quite a bit. Did not know what they sound like, so really, kids over there at Band of Goats, thank you for sharing some tracks with me so I can share them with you here on KDVS Davis. And now you know what they sound like if you happen to see their name on one of our local establishments in the Sacramento area that does support our local indie scene. We started off with something, a brand new release. It's from Art School Debt. The song is called The Great Divide. It's put out by Tyler Turner, who's part of our Sacramento scene. They are an emerging multimedia artist working primarily in illustrations, photography, and music, as you could hear. They've received their Bachelor of Fine Arts from the California College of the Arts a few years back. And their work explores contemporary society's relationship with consumer culture at the intersection of high and low forms of art. This track is off of their 6-track EP, which they just released in tandem with a 3D printed toy, browser game, and a music video under their garage punk record project, Art School Debt. And they are a designer at the Crocker Art Museum, just to let you know that as well. They did, as a joke, enter into a, entered the work into an exhibit that was coming up and was then chosen for the exhibit. So now, as they say, who's the clown? Anyway, I've enjoyed that music, thought it was pretty cool. I've got some more singer-songwriters to share with you from our local scene. They are, these are all new releases from them, but before we get to that, I'd like to share this with you.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
All right, and let us get back to some more music. This is brand new from Sarah Rywich.
Special ways I will
Time is coming to an end here. We're just about at 9:27-ish. What we're listening to right now is something from Daniel Jefferson. It's called The Good Fight. And prior to that, we heard from New Richard with their new single called Sticking Out the Summer. And started this all off with something brand new from Sarah Rywich. It's called The Special Way. And it was just kind of like reminded me of just my conversation with Nine Fingers last week in the Earworm's Garden, where they had talked about, oh my God, if I got into a relationship and went south and didn't work out well, at least I had fodder to write more songs with. And this is a song that Sarah has written having to do with somebody who she had shared her life with for about 15 years. And then when her dad started, when she had to start dealing with her dad and his exiting this plane with cancer, things went awry and the relationship ended. And a few of the songs that you may hear from Sarah recently, I believe, have to do with this also outpouring and trying to come to coming to grips with how relationships end. This was released August 29th of this year. She wrote the music, lyrics, plays the pianos, and also did the vocal, as you can tell. And it was all recorded, edited, and produced at home. And the violin player is Yorgi, who you may know from, if you've ever been out there seeing Jessica Malone play, that very soulful violin there. That was also edited and produced by Sarah at in her home studio. So we'll be going out. The Earworm's Garden is up next, where my musical guest goes by the oh my gosh, their work now is under the name of Inner Nature, a name that you've probably seen around town, and they've got some new work that is being released. And they've got a show this weekend that is going to be happening at the FARC to Forum down there at Capitol Mall, both Friday and Saturday. But their show is on Saturday afternoon. So we will be back shortly with Casey and discussing those things. Enjoy the rest of The Good Fight from Daniel Jefferson as we go out. It is 9:30. Thank you for joining us here at KDVS Davis. But before we get to our chat with Casey here in the Earworm's Garden, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, you are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, listener-supported freeform radio from Northern California and beyond, because we are also on that World Wide Web at kdvs.org. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by Casey, who goes also by the Inner Nature. And Casey, could you introduce yourself and give us maybe a little of your origin story?
Sure. So, like you said, my name is Casey. I've been in Sacramento for my whole life. I was born in West Sacramento, and I started my sort of musical journey by finding an old beat-up Casio keyboard in the attic of my parents' house, and I was probably about 12 years old. And I brought it down, and I started learning some of the pre-built-in songs that they have, okay. You know, with the keys light up and all right. that. And that's kind of how I got started with music.
Now, this wasn't a Casio keyboard that you had yourself, that you forgot that they had put up in the attic. This is something that they had been carting around with them for many years.
Yeah, I have an older brother, so okay. I think that it was his at first, and then that he kind of just forgot about it.
Oh, but, so yeah. West Sac, what was it like growing up in West Sac?
It was...
Or is.
Well, it's changed a lot.
For better or worse?
A little bit of both.
It's your opinion. It's just your opinion.
A little bit of both. Okay. It's a little crowded now. But okay. When I was growing up, I was actually on the very outskirt of West Sacramento.
Okay.
So kind of almost towards Clarksburg.
Okay. So further south, mm-hmm. down towards the Levees and Clarksburg and yeah. what was it, the Kilroy?
Yep. Farms. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yep. It was awesome, but at the time I was a kid, and we lived about quarter mile off of the main road, uh-huh. and it was just like dirt road, and then you got to our house, okay. which is like in the middle of nowhere, and so a lot of my friends just didn't want to hang out because they're like, that's too far, I'm not going. So I was a little lonely. But
oh, like I've never heard that from my kids. Yeah.
But looking back, it was very awesome. You know, my brother and I, we would just kind of goof around and play outside. And
right.
You know, be kids. So.
Check out the fields. Check mm-hmm. out the starlings, because they've got massive clouds of starlings that
yeah.
Fly around that area.
Yep.
I remember going down that road once, mm-hmm. and the levee was so high off the ground that the telephone poles crossing the road, they had them one on top of the other, so they were stacked one on top of one another.
Oh.
It was an amazing sight. I've never seen that happen before. I thought they might have, you know, been a little bit more high tech and building some